Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 8th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 27, verses 5 to 8. Our psalm for today is Psalm 92. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 54 to 58. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 6, verses 39 to 45. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is death becomes a door into the blessed homeland. I read this morning that one of the members of our Misericordia group, one of our listeners, died this week. Oge Azike. May her soul and the soul of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, we have all been following the news about the invasion of Ukraine, and we have prayed for peace, not only in Ukraine, but also in all war-torn areas, because as someone noted, the only winner in a war is death, especially in avoidable and senseless wars. However, those who have opened their hearts and have accepted the words of our Lord Jesus Christ do not fear those who kill the body. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 28. Because the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17 following, reminds us that our Lord Jesus, the living one, died and he is alive forever. He permits death and gives life. Thus, my brother, my sister, as St. Paul notes in today's second reading, death is no longer the winner, for it has lost its victory and its sting. For this reason, I believe Oge Azike and all those who die in Christ will surely have life everlasting in Jesus. Amen. However, my brothers, my sisters, some do not participate in our thanksgiving to the Lord for his victory against death, his power over death. For they do not believe in the hope of our faith in Christ Jesus. For them, this present life, as Pope Francis says in one of his general audience in Rome, is a random existence and a journey toward nothingness. Therefore, they promote an enjoyment of earthly things and living for one's own dreams, which conceal, deny, and trivialize death so as to neutralize its fear, its interruptive and shattering effects. Our faith horizon counters that idea of life and death, because as Pope Francis says, there is a powerful instinct within us which tells us that our lives do not end with death. In other words, the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ was an illumination of the very mystery of the death of each one of us. Therefore, as the psalmist says today, the just will flourish like palm tree and flourish in the courts of our Lord. In other words, the converted who have opened their hearts to the work and life of the Spirit given to us especially via the sacraments and have endured and survived the test of a just man or woman will surely experience that bodily transformation after death. That is, when this perishable nature will put on imperishability. Thus, my brother, my sister, we will not die in vain, because our mortal nature will be clothed with immortality. The preparation for attainment of that blessed assurance starts now. Jesus says into this gospel, take out the splinter in your eye, that is, be reconciled, renewed, and start producing good fruits by caring for the bodily and spiritual well-being of our brothers and our sisters. Therefore, our work of mercy and love, such as our prayer for peace in Ukraine and war-torn areas, and our solidarity in sharing our neighbor's pain and spreading hope, will strengthen our affiliation with the Lord and counter that fear of death. Yes, my brother, my sister, death will be for us a door that leads to that blessed union with our Lord and Father. And that is our prayer for Oge and those who have died. That is our prayer for you when your own time comes. That is a prayer for all of us. May the Lord in His infinite mercy grant us the grace to prepare ourselves for that eternal reward. May He bless our today, all our activities, all our actions. May He forgive us all our sins, sins in words, thoughts, or deeds. May He be merciful to our leaders, and may He help us to understand that He is God and He lives forever. And so whoever believes in Him will surely have that life that is eternal. May He bless us in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.